Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And from the dismal science of economics to the, well, gloomy science of public opinion polling, we've already had two conversations about the perils of polling on the program this week. Let's complete the trifecta now with Sean Trendy of Real Clear Politics. We want to talk about the early presidential polls and what to believe as they diverge as we head into the summer. Sean, thanks so much for joining us and doing a little crash course here and reading presidential poll numbers. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this caught our eye right now because there's been a minor dust-up over the fact that Gallup, a long-standing, reliable poll, has consistently shown Romney doing better than most other polls. In fact, this morning, Gallup has Romney up by 3 points, whereas NBC, ABC, Quinnipiac, even Fox News have Obama up by a little. So what leads to this ongoing discrepancy?
Well, there's a couple things that are going on right now. The first is, and I think the most important, although it doesn't directly go to Gallup, is that a lot of the pollsters are using different types of screens. We can get into the weeds, but in general, you'll get different results if you poll all adults, if you poll registered voters, or if you poll likely voters. The other issue that, again, we can flesh out a little more is just different views of what demographics are and different techniques for contacting voters.
Yeah, and those are exactly the two issues that I want to dive down on a little bit. So in terms of who the likely voters are, it looks like Gallup is projecting that whites would account for about 77% of ballots cast in November. That's a higher figure than the other surveys, which peg the number somewhere in the lower 70s. So does it largely come down to white versus non-white portion of the vote?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, there's disagreements among pundits as to just what the makeup of the electorate has been. The white share of the electorate has been steadily declining since 1992, although there was an uptick from 88 to 92. Obama got
a big boost. From what I understand, what part of the disagreement is, and of course whites tend more to vote Republican, is in the rate of growth. That Gallup is saying the rate of growth of non-white voters from 2008 to 2012 is going to be slower than other pollsters see it as. So what would account for this discrepancy?
Well, it's a question of what you think 2008 was about. If you think 2008 was about excitement over the first African American president, that might dissipate this time around because there wasn't an increase in the Latino share of the electorate from 2004 to 2008, then you might see that subsiding a little bit in 2008. And in addition, a lot of these African American voters and minority voters in general have been displaced by the economy, and so they're not showing up on voter lists. They're not registered to vote, which means that they won't be voting in the fall, and it may well cause a downtick in the non-white share of the vote.
And the other issue that you raised was the share of each group that tends to be in these voting groups, the share of each candidate's voters?
Well, that's right. I mean, obviously, Barack Obama did very, very well among African-American voters. 95% of African-Americans voted for him in 2008. And so if that share of the electorate decreases and it's replaced by white voters who went overwhelmingly against him, right off the bat, you're going to knock a few points off of his vote share.
And you've pointed out that there's diversity within non-white. African-Americans are reliably going to vote for Obama. Pretty safe to say, but Latinos and Asians more split, and the question becomes how split.
Exactly. I mean, if Obama were to get 75% of the Latino vote like Clinton did, that's quite a bit different than if he were to get the 68% he got in 08 or even the 60% or so that Kerry got in 04. So it all makes a big difference what the composition of the non-white vote is.
Do pollsters have to make their projections based on assumptions from who came out in 2010 or 2008? Are they working from different data, such as the census?
Well, there's different ideas about how to weight the data, and there's different ideas about how you screen for these voters, and even how you ask the registered voter question. Do you consider yourself, are you registered as a Republican or Democrat? What do you consider yourself? And so forth. Especially within the likely voter screen, when we get to that point, some, like Gallup, employs an extremely tight likely voter screen that excludes a lot of people, whereas other pollsters take a more laissez-faire approach to it. So it just depends. There's just a lot of different ways to do it.
And I gather that likely voter screen, when it's tough, tends to exclude more people who would be likely to vote Democratic if they did vote. Does that mean that more Democrats or more liberals tend to not show up at the polls?
That's right. 2008 was actually an exception. There was very little difference between registered and likely voter polls because there was so much enthusiasm for Barack Obama. But poll after poll has consistently shown that the enthusiasm in these groups is down from 2008. And so that's going to make it so that the likely voter polls are going to be about 3 to 4 points more Republican than the registered voter polls.
And what does that mean in terms of our democracy? Why would people who would lean Democratic be less likely to actually show up at the polls than people who lean Republican? What would account for that? Do they feel disenfranchised? Do they feel more hopeless that change would actually come? Do you know?
You know, there is a robust debate in the political science literature about that, and a lot of it really comes down to your ideology and how you view America. You can view it as a class issue. You can view it as a disenfranchisement issue. You can view it as, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties, so why bother? All sorts of explanations for it.
One other interesting sidebar comes from Jonathan Chait at New York Magazine, who points out that Gallup's problems are also the Obama administration's problems. He writes that the Great Recession has dislocated many voters, particularly minorities. In other words, many people have moved since 2008 because of economic hardship. And he quotes one organizer as saying that much of his job is just finding these 2008 Obama voters so they can turn them out. How big a factor is that?
It remains to be seen, but I think it's going to be a substantial factor. I mean, certainly if Obama organizers are coming out and saying this, then yeah, it's an issue, because the Great Recession did disproportionately affect Obama voters, who tended to be more downscale, at least in the minority groups. And if they've had to move, if they haven't gotten out to register to vote, it's going to be a real problem for them on Election Day.
By the way, before you go, one of our listeners writes on our comments page, national polls are irrelevant. Keep watching the state polls in about 5 battleground states. Do you endorse that advice?
Well, sort of. I mean, obviously it's the Electoral College that matters, but the Electoral College almost always corresponds with the national vote. Obviously, if the national vote is very, very close, as in 2000, there can be a discrepancy. But the problem with state polls right now is they tend to lag. There aren't as many of them, and so you're getting older polls. The national polls have the benefit of coming out every day, and so they do get a more up-to-date view of where the race stands.
Sean Trendy, political analyst and data cruncher for Real Clear Politics. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, as we head into Memorial Day weekend, the first unofficial weekend of summer, and how moist it has been this week. The year without winter might mean a summer with many mosquitoes. We'll explain the science. Stay with us.